My whole body hurts.
Yeah. My whole body doesn't hurt as much, but it kind of hurts.
I took 10,000 steps before 1 p.m.
How do you know that?
My phone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Most of our listeners are going to be listening from New York.
No, your whole family's in Washington.
That's true.
That's like 70% of our following. No, my parents and brother are in New York right now. And it's lit. Yeah, we're doing everything. You could name anything and we're doing it. And it's almost midnight and I just got off of work. If you live in a metropolitan city and your family comes to visit, you should really just ask for the week off, even if it's not possible or allowed.
Yeah,
you should just figure out a way to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how I could have, but I should have.
Do you work tomorrow?
No.
That's good.
Or Tuesday.
Yeah, but that's trivia night. We'll be there for that.
Well, yeah, but... Anyways. Hi. Hi. Hello.
You drive this thing. I'm just staring at you. I know.
Leonard.
I just like it when you drive things. I like to follow.
I just drove all day. That's could right. you take did. The wheel,
yes,
please?
Yes, I could take the
before
wheel.
Before I cry on another podcast?
Yes, that's probably going to happen. So here's what's going to happen right now. I'm going to take the wheel. And I'm going to talk about... we saw... am I allowed to talk about what we did with your family? Or are we saving that for a separate time?
Well, we're going to have them on.
Did we have podcast time before your family showed up? So we'll cover that.
Yeah.
Here.
So that was... We had like the whole week leading up to Christmas and Christmas.
And Christmas. Oh my God. There's so much that happened. I'm going to start at Christmas because that's the best.
So true. Okay, go ahead.
We got like crazy spoiled with each other, and our family and friends sent us gifts that we just saved to put underneath the Christmas tree.
Oh my God. And they did so good. Everyone did so good.
Everyone did so good.
Do I sound weird?
No, you sound fantastic.
Okay. What was your favorite gift? Ooh. I feel crazy.
I mean...
Not from me.
Well, I was going to say the massage gun.
Oh, that's from me.
But not from you was... Oh, my little Eggo ornament was pretty fire. And I haven't received it yet, but apparently Evan sent me a hand pan thing.
Tongue drum.
Tongue drum. Yes. So I'm excited to feel that out. I think that arrives tomorrow or the next day. And I just want to play. Wait, when's New Year's? That doesn't arrive tomorrow.
No, it that doesn't arrive like for
another,
next week.
Yeah, another week.
Yeah. You're welcome for putting it on our list.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you to Evan for getting it to me as well. And the Eggo thing. Oh, also the blanket is fire.
I'm literally wrapped in it right now.
It's so comfy.
Sophia researched on Reddit how to get a knockoff Lola blanket, and it's real. It's knockoff Lola. Like, yeah. Wow.
The Seahawks won this week, which means if we can win one more game, and it's a hard one, then we get the bye week in the playoffs, which would be, considering that everyone thought we would be the worst in our division, it's pretty awesome. What else? I'm really bad at taking the stick. It's also midnight, so.
No, it's 11:23.
I apologize for those who were hoping for an extremely energetic.
No, it's Monday okay. Morning. You're about to have the whole Torres fam on the pod in right. like 4 days, and then people will be like, okay, enough.
Right.
Quiet now. Right.
So you'll cherish this podcast of soft tones and beautiful whispers.
So basically, leading up to Christmas, I was kind of like, not sad. I think the only time I've been, LOL, the only time I've been sad. No. I was trying to say, like, you know when you're a kid and then you transition to, like, that one Christmas where it's no longer, like, whimsy Christmas. It's like,
this is your non-whimsy Christmas?
No. Okay. But you know when that happens and you're like, oh, Christmas is actually just, like,
it's a day.
Another day.
Yeah, it's not, like heaven for 24 hours.
Yeah. Or, like, I don't know. It was, like, a Christmas in, like, middle or high school where I was, like, what are we, like, what, like, this isn't. Anyways, that's how the 3 days leading up to it felt, because no one was really working at the hospital, but everyone was, because people are still working. But it was really interesting, because Holly Jolly is not really a hospital thing. Like, nurses are dressed up, we're all in, like, sweaters and things, but the underlying vibe is
still
bleak. Not merry.
Very bleak.
And so it was so interesting, because I was like, it's Christmas, like, I'm having a blast, I'm gonna go home and have hot cocoa. But then at work I was like, oh, like, I don't really want to sing a Christmas carol.
Right.
I'm confused as to what.
Yeah.
Do you want to close the door?
Oh yeah.
The thing's bugging me.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that'll probably help the audio too if you've been bothered by this so far. So give me a moment, a momento. There we go. We had a really nice Christmas Eve as well.
But then I was going to say we got to Christmas Eve and it was way better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just cut you off.
No, it's okay. Continue.
Okay, yeah. So she was sad but not sad, dealing with a lot. And then I, as the dutiful boyfriend, didn't do much at all.
You cooked dinner.
I cooked dinner, which kind of got us sick. But we just kept eating.
You visited your grandparents. It was yummy. I just think we didn't like the cheese in there or something.
It wasn't even cheese. It was dill cream, whatever that is.
Well, cream has dairy. I just think some part of the dairy was not.
Right. It just didn't hit us.
Not settling, right.
But because we had no food, we decided to eat the whole thing the next day, which both days didn't really feel the best. But we watched Elf and we made gingerbread houses and we just had like a date night to like winter this like storm that's about to, you know. It was really nice.
Yeah, we did face masks. That was really fun, because also like Monday and Tuesday we didn't really like hang out. I've been sad. Really. We haven't been hanging out like
when
we do
when we can.
Every other sentence, I'm like, and then we went on this.
I know.
Then we went to this restaurant. And
it's pretty funny. Our version of hanging out is probably the dream for the way that we go at living life is the dream for most happy couples, if you will. We get to spend quite a bit of time together, and it's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So we just deleted a lot of audio.
It doesn't. You didn't have to tell them.
Sorry. We don't usually do that. It was just, it was a bad conversation.
It wasn't bad.
It's a good conversation for us, but not for anyone.
It's just, we were just talking to each other, which is the premise of this, but not like that.
So, what do we talk about now, love?
Well, we have to talk about Christmas. You have to tell them what I got you.
I got a massage gun that has like a gajillion different attachments. And it literally like lasts forever. I got a stocking full of Twix and a bunch of lavender items, which I love. I got some loop earbud things that like are just earplugs that like they're pretty easy to transport with and all that jazz. I got AirPods from your mother.
True.
Which
true.
Was like, what?
My mom flew over with stockings in her.
Yes, she did.
In her checked bag. And she whips them out at dinner. I was like, what?
Like the moment we sat down. The moment we sat down, I was like, boom.
Well, she's.
No, I know. It was awesome.
Yeah.
It's like exciting.
Well, I called her and I was like, should I like get some stuff for dad's stocking? Like, are we doing stockings? Blah, blah. Right. She's like, no, we're not going to do stockings this year.
So did stockings.
Whips out a whole stocking. Now that's I feel awesome. Bad. Like,
What else did I get? I got, what else did I get, love? Oh, sneakers.
Not just any.
I got Sambas.
Thank you.
Those were sweet. Perfect fit, brand new Sambas, white.
Yeah.
It's great for coaching. I got a dope ass stopwatch.
Exactly.
So I could do that for coaching.
And
a tongue scraper.
I'm sticking out my tongue.
Tongue scraper to me, and I was
confused.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, dope. Tim Cox.
Yeah. Tongue scraper definitely gets a lot of disgusting garbage off of your tongue.
We did it like morning of Christmas and I was like, is this what's on my tongue?
I know. And
like,
I don't know if it gets better or you just have to do that every day.
I think it's already getting better. Is yours getting better?
Yeah, it was this morning.
Let's go.
Yeah. I'll have to brush up again and then see how it is, but pretty cool. Got some great lavender lipstick.
Nope. Chapstick.
I confuse them always.
Lipstick has pigment.
I understand.
Oh, your brain just can't.
It just won't do that. Like the way that warm and worm are spelled, that'll never get fixed.
What?
Yeah, I to this day, I just guess. Like, I still can't figure it out. And I know
Wait, what do you mean?
Like, worm and warm. I, like, almost can... And sweat and sweet. Sweet. I'll guess on that. And warm and worm. Sometimes I'll just actually say I'm feeling really warm. Yeah.
How do you think warm, like W-O-R-M. The animal? W-A-R-M. Okay. And warm.
W-A-R-M.
Yeah. Warm.
Yeah, no, I know. But like when I'm typing, I have to think extra major hard on it.
Well, and it's like when you say Wednesday, right? Do you do that?
I don't even. I could not successfully type out Wednesday.
You have to say Wednesday when you type it.
Yeah, that just.
Wednesday.
I can do that for beautiful. But other than that.
Yeah, you can do that. Start doing that for Wednesday, and then you can say.
But then I'm thinking, is it Wednesday? Like I keep thinking it's Wednesday. Like I can't even.
Wednesday.
Wed, like wedding. Wed. Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah, that's gonna.
And then warm. Like arms, your arms are cold, so warm.
That's smart.
And then worm, is like oh, it looks like a worm.
Oh.
Like an gross. O is a worm.
Oh,
like,
gross worm. Oh.
You know? Yeah. Like a.
Oh, yeah.
Like a worm.
Yeah, that was great. Sign language.
Right. Okay. Crazy. Well, you guys also went to trivia on Tuesday at the Bonnie.
Oh,
and Danny
well.
Came.
Yeah. My friend Danny.
Your friend Danny.
Hold on.
And Mike. And. Oh, yawned. And Brad stayed.
Yeah. And
You guys did really well, actually. They were in first for a long time.
Yeah, we actually were doing extremely well, and I actually had the answer right, and I switched it. And I shouldn't have. It was a bad decision. I don't remember the question. The question was related to, what's the Jamaican holiday? Kwanzaa. It was like, what do they celebrate on Kwanzaa? And... The first one, it was like lights, feast, festival, candles, and fruits or something. And I said fruit because tropics in Jamaica. And then I...
How is Kwanzaa linked to Jamaica? Can we...
Yeah, it's Jamaican. I'm like 90% sure. Is it not?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure you're the silly one on this one. Because I watched Futurama, and I remember...
Oh, and what they say is the law.
Jamaican guy celebrates Kwanzaa. And the answer was fruit, but I switched it to festival at the last second because that's how I take my tests.
Well, it was cool. I go for
the first answer. Oh. I'm not done.
Damn.
I'm not done. Please, can you stop it?
By all means, continue blabbering on about testing. That sounded mean. I'm sorry. Keep going.
I get the right answer, and then I don't get the right answer at the last second.
Yeah, you have bad testing.
I have bad testing tests.
Anyways, my turn now. First, we opened, like, okay, actually, Nana's gift, which was a stunning sweater. Excellent job, Nana. I don't know if they still listen to these, but she nailed it. Then, Aunt Di... bottle of wine.
Oh yeah,
epic, awesome. Then we get to call in an Evans gift. Oh, talking about
my Nana.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, they don't listen.
Oh, my Nana gave me a bulb.
yes, that's right.
Which is going to be a beautiful flower, but it was so surprising to pull out of an Amazon package.
It was confusing. Yeah, it was like a paper white bag. Like you would almost find.
Yeah, I thought like, it was like a sandwich, something, or, and there was no note or anything. I was like, who sent me a bulb?
She pulls it out of the bag, and it literally just looked like it was a potato.
Yeah. I have a root.
And it was funny because I was like, you should open one gift for Christmas Eve. So we pulled that one out and she pulls out a handful of like what literally was a potato.
But it's going to be epic.
But now now that we have a pot and soil, I was like, I don't know what we're going
to
do.
Amazing what comes in the mail these days.
Yeah, now we have soil and a pot.
So but then I opened Colleen and Evan's gift. Or Colleen or...
I think it was Colleen's. I don't know. Well, Colleen and Evan. We'll call it Colleen and Evan. Evan might have had some thought into it.
I'm sure. And Colleen made, first of all, the hair clip I'm wearing. Thank you. How did you know I was out of good claw clips? Secondly, I'm pretty sure she made these like fridge magnets. Awesome. There's like a croissant and a waffle and a blueberry and pickleball.
Mm-hmm. With awesome. A ball. Pickleball with a ball.
Right.
And a paddle.
Yeah. And then your Eggo ornament. And then she put together this little like cross stitch kit for me to make my own baggage tag. And that made me almost cry. And then we opened Sophia and Dylan's. And that was epic awesome because they got us more poopery, which we desperately needed.
We did.
So thanks. And then
it was like red, like velvet casing. It was like, yeah, because
it was called Bougerie or like Bougie.
I feel like it was like a special edition. I feel like we shouldn't
even say Bougerie.
Yeah, something like that. Bougerie. Poopery.
And then I get to Leonard's gift, and stocking was great. It was just hella candy, which is exactly what I asked for. And then he was like, this one's like small. It's just something small. Two, like, cute little cami shirts from Target and some like hair accessories, and I was like, that's not small, but okay. Then I opened his like one of the gifts. Oh wow, I'm stuttering now. Oh.
You got this, love.
Okay,
I opened the first gift that he handed me, and he was like,
this goes with the second one.
I didn't say that.
You did.
I did not say that.
Yeah, literally the day before.
Oh, the day before.
And so I was like, okay, like, what's going on? I open it, boom, Cricut materials. And I go, you did it. He handed me the second gift. Literally got me a Cricut Joy Extra. So let me know if anyone's like getting married soon or like,
we got
needs anything.
For those who don't know what a Cricut is, because I'm pretty sure none of them do.
Let me tell you.
Go ahead.
Basically, I can do any craft I want now.
Yes.
At like point blank period. This one, he got me this like card crafting set. So basically you can like
a card.
I used it all through college, well, not all through, like the last 2 years because my sorority bought one, but basically it can like cut
was
vinyl.
It, this one or it
can,
was the nicer one.
It was the bigger one.
Damn.
It can cut vinyl. But this one can do all that too. It's just smaller. Right. It can cut. Let me say it one more time. It can cut vinyl. It can cut any cardstock. It can do so many things. And then you can use like heat transfer paper to put it on like clothing, or you can
a mug.
Use like just transfer paper to put it on a mug. So you'll see me post mug. We made
Two Dorks in New York mug. And your journal now says Two Dorks in New York from the Cricut. And that took like 2 seconds.
Yeah, it literally took 2 seconds. And so now I'm going to make like cute little cards. My friend's going to have like a bachelorette party. I'm going to like make some merch for that because I can. If anyone needs merch, hit me up.
Yes, if you want us to make Two Dorks in New York merch.
Leonard wants to make merch bad.
If you have designs. Send it our way, and we'll let the world know that we've got a stylist of Two Doors in New York.
And then I'll take pictures of it, and then I'll open an Etsy shop, and then I'll never have to go to work again.
I really want you to do an Etsy. I think you'd crush an Etsy,
dude.
Bro, she made me this weird ass. It wasn't for me, actually. She made herself this weird ass like hat.
It's not weird. It's called a Sophie hood, and people that knit or crochet would know.
Right, but it just fits my head like a hat perfectly. And I was just watching TV with it on, and it was literally like I had just someone hugging my head. It was like a dream. It was like
a dream is a wish your heart made.
Keep going, please. I want to fall asleep right now. That's gonna be beautiful.
You're fast asleep. Ta-da.
Bro, if someone's driving right now, they're dead. They just crashed into a pole.
I love that song.
I don't even know what you're singing. I just got put into a trance in a way that no one's ever been put into a trance before. You can go create spring from
the depths of guys, hell. I'm so excited for actually next week's pod.
Yeah, we have a lot to talk about now.
First, my family's one, and then like... ours. I love when we do a bonus with the people we hang out with, and then we do another one where we like talk more about what we did with them. Yeah. Oh. Anyways, Christmas was epic, awesome, fantastic. And then even though my parents' plane was delayed, we still had a great dinner with them.
Yeah.
And then we had a hot cocoa in our apartment.
Yeah.
And it was so great to see them. My mom literally let out this little like cry sob when I first saw her. It was
they
like,
ran towards each other. I'm pretty sure they were the only two people on the planet when they were looking at each other.
Yeah, it's true. It's been really like waved, good to see them.
I waved and like she just was like
she don't care.
It was pretty funny.
Anyways, yeah.
I understand it more than I understand it 100% though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good time. But we'll get into that. God damn, this is probably the worst podcast for people to listen to. I feel terrible.
Sorry, guys. This is just rage bait and a teaser for Thursday.
I'm so sorry about this.
We'll put it out Friday.
Let's give him something super juicy right now. Just like something really juicy so that way this redeems itself.
Oh, frick.
Is there anything juicy? Give me like something that I don't know about you. Tell me one thing that I do not know about you.
That you don't know about me?
Yes, that I don't know about you.
Girl.
The first thing that just comes to brain, and I know something just came to your brain right now.
No,
just say it.
I'm literally just still thinking. I don't
make it juicy.
So that can you go first?
Yeah. Something you don't know about me is
what don't you know about me?
You
tell me every I
honestly considered pooping my pants today.
I knew you were going to say that.
That is something you don't know about
I me. Knew you were going to say that.
I genuinely contemplated how I could hold my poop in my underwear on the train.
Guys, this morning, oh my God, okay. My family has been museuming every day right at 10:30. Like right when they open, we'll hit another museum because one thing about Juan and Casey is my mom's going to listen to an audio guide at a museum and my dad's going to read every single plaque while Zave and I rush through and then sit down and wait. Okay. So they love doing that. But to get there on time, I was like, Leonard, let's go get Dunkin'. We'll get the $6 meal deal.
Where to go.
You get a coffee, hash browns, and a breakfast sandwich. And we just sit on the train. We'll eat. It'll be perfect. He's like, yeah, perfect. We do it. I order a great coffee. He's like, oh, it smells so good.
I've just been craving. When you live in New York, you just start craving coffee. Like, it's like, I just want coffee. And it's not for like, the energy. Okay, it's just I like the taste of it.
Take one sip. And he's like, okay. So he took one.
But that was a bad decision.
And then I'm like, gonna go toss it. And he's like, no, wait. Like, wait. Yeah, and then he takes
don't
like.
Don't waste it. It tastes good and I wanted some.
Well, then you take like three more sips.
Right.
And I said, no,
so
only
four
take.
Four total sips here. We're talking about four total sips.
Yeah, but with IBS, that's like 2.5 cups.
Yes. And for those who need some background knowledge from our last podcast way back in the day, I drank 2 cups of coffee at a diner, and that's how I re-triggered all of the death that you had heard about prior. So, when I left Hasina and her family, I felt the burning rage of caffeine inside of my intestines.
I went down.
And I was stepping onto the 5-6 train, the 4-5 train.
Wait, I'm supposed to be thinking, shoot, okay.
And then I felt an urge, like running water cracking through a dam. Like an egg being birthed. There was something vicious about to happen. And I didn't know if I should sit down or stand up for this horrible event. I decided to sit down so that way I could like hold my anus tight.
Oh my god.
They wanted something juicy.
That's
I'll
juicy
give them
in
something.
A different way, Lee.
Hey, I did the way that mattered to me. I committed to the juice and now you're up. I didn't poop my pants for the record.
Oh, thank you.
I made it home.
Okay.
It was tight.
My first thing is that sometimes I'll wake up really, really early and just stare at you, but not in a creepy way.
What? That's creepy, bro. What?
No, like, you know, like our stupid ass bad word radiator will start clanking so loud that it'll wake me up like right at 6 or something.
Sure.
Where there's like enough time to go back to bed if I'm working, but like not really. And then.
So you're being all romantic and looking at me while I'm sleeping and I'm just going like.
No, yeah, literally. But sometimes it's funny because if you're like not turned towards me, I like won't. I'll just like
right,
go on my phone or do something else because right. Like normally you're huddled towards the window, even though that's like weird. But cool. Sometimes you're like laying on your back or you're like. Turn towards me. I'll kind of just like look at you, and sometimes I'll blow on your face.
Hey, you, to wake me up?
No, just like lightly, because then your nose does this like twitch thing.
Well, that probably happens in my dreams all the time. Now I know where it comes from.
Yeah, and low-key, it's because I want you to wake up and just like hang out.
That is extremely selfish.
Yeah, I know.
That's pretty juicy. Did you have another one?
Yeah.
Hit me.
2 more people I know got engaged, and because of it, like since our last podcast where I said people got engaged, 2 more have.
So like 4.
Then gotten engaged, yes. And because of it, so many people have been texting me because.
Asking when you're getting married?
No. Oh my God, no. But they text me being like, did you see blank the blank got engaged? And I'll be like, yes, I actually knew beforehand. Thank you very much. And it made me feel way more special than I should have. Like,
that's
being
awesome.
Being able to be like, no, I already knew was crazy.
Right.
It was an ego boost I didn't know I needed.
Right. You're closer to people than you thought you were.
Yeah. Which is insane. But also because for a long time I was like, I'm never married. Isn't that crazy?
That's upsetting.
And that's the goss.
Okay. I appreciate the juice.
Yeah.
Is there any chance I could go to bed yet or no?
Oh, yeah.
Can we wrap this up and just call it like a super short one? And I apologize for how short it is this week because it's like crazy time.
Yeah.
Let's just chalk it up to the fact that we're doing this in between seeing your family, your work, Christmas, and New Year's.
Yeah.
And we hope that the juice was juicy enough to maintain these 30 minutes of your
time. Tune back in on Friday. when my parents' episode will be up.
We gotta do it Friday now that we've announced this.
Well, so yeah, well, they're leaving Thursday, so we're gonna probably record Thursday morning, but whatever. Okay. Tune back in on Friday. That one will be way better, and then we'll do another one, and it'll be after the new year, so freaking happy new year.
Yeah.
We're gonna say our resolutions.
This week?
Next week.
Next week. Oh, yeah, because, yeah, that's smart, because it's the new year.
Yeah.
And you know what? And that's another topic we should talk about. Are we continuing our New Year's resolution? It's a perfect way to check back in every week for a segment on the cast.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, I want to do 10 push-ups a day, which is easy. I could do that. You think if I did 10 push-ups a day, that would actually do anything?
Probably.
Really? 10 push-ups is not enough to trigger any kind of blood to muscle, whatever the hell happens.
Yeah, but continuous work on muscles is...
You'd think, but 10 push-ups?
Well, you're
that's
not...
Like the, that's
it's
walking.
Not gonna like...
It's like just walking.
No, it's not. First of all, completely different muscles. Hello. Secondly...
I would hope it's different
building,
muscles.
Building strength isn't the same as like putting on muscle visually. Like doing
true.
10
that's
push-ups
true. 10
will,
push-ups
will make
stronger,
you stronger either way,
bigger.
Even though
I
you don't
look bigger.
Bigger.
Right. That's smart. You're smart.
And also, routine and habits
are
healthy for the brain anyway.
That's right. I'm a man of routine.
Consistency really helps.
Yeah.
Psychologically.
Yeah.
That's why everyone's like, oh, you're feeling sad, go to the gym. Oh, you're feeling that put, make a routine, build a habit.
And they're wrong?
No, they're right. I just hate when I
get told
that, when that's the answer to a problem.
It probably is the answer, unfortunately.
They don't know that.
They don't know that. Let's not tell them that.
No one knows it.
Yeah, that's not real.
You're
not real, man.
Okay, sorry, dorks. This was crazy. And
I loved it.
I'm solo.
and we're in NYC. I just put a space in my password.
Right.
I just put a space in my password.
A dream is a dream. Oh, no. A wish your heart makes.